Hi, I'm Lillian. I'm a program manager here on the Office Extensibility team. In this video, I'll be showcasing the Office add-ins platform, its capabilities, and how you can leverage those capabilities to build solutions that are powerful and deeply integrated with Office. I'll give a quick demo just how easy it is to take your existing web application and start turning it into an Office add-in. I'll also be showcasing some of our exciting new features, which exposes more hooks to allow you to build better and tighter with the Office client. The core idea of the Office platform, to make your solutions feel and act like a native part of the modern Office client. There's three main pillars to this. First, it's all about web technology. These are the building blocks for your add-in, and we expose a JavaScript layer that provides native UI that it can hook onto. If you're a web developer, you can bring all that knowledge and experience you already have with JavaScript, CSS, HTML, and apply it to our platform. The second pillar is around running everywhere that Office runs. What this means is that you code once and your add-in will run across desktop, Mac, iOS, Office Online, and for Outlook, Android as well. There are over 100 million devices that are currently add-in ready. The third pillar is around modern distribution and deployment. We often hear that it's hard to deploy solutions once they're complete. So we have a great deployment story for both individual workers and IT admins. We have a new business storefront, AppSource, as well as our stores within the Office clients themselves, which allows individuals to acquire add-ins that are relevant to them. In addition, we also have an exciting new feature, Office 365 Centralized Deployment, which allows IT admins to push your add-in solutions to the desktop with zero client deployment. It becomes incredibly easy to get add-ins to the right users. So what can you build with Office add-ins? We have three main building blocks. The first are extension points. These, like buttons in the ribbon, are native hooks that we provide in the Office application that your add-in can use. The second are containers. These are the ways your add-in will be surfaced within the client. We currently support task pane and dialogues. Inside those containers, there is a web view. This is your web app, where you can create your own UI and we project it into Office. To help you create beautiful, customized solutions, we also have Office UI Fabric, which provides UI building blocks for you to use while building with us. So how do you build one of these things? What is an Office add-in? At its core, an Office add-in consists of a web app and a manifest. The manifest is a simple XML file that describes how your add-in integrates with Office. For example, any extension hooks you're adding. Let me show you what I mean with a quick demo. I'll be taking an existing web application and quickly using it as a foundation for my Office add-in. I'll also show you how quick and easy it is to start adding API hooks to your solution. So in my spare time, I moonlight as a lecturer at Contoso University. This is our school website. It has information about departments, our courses, and our students. So I'm filling out this enrollment form, and I need to make sure that the students in this form are inputted into our student database. So I can tab between these two applications, but wouldn't it be much more convenient if I could get all that information right within my spreadsheet? To do that is super simple. All I need is a manifest and a simple text editor. I'll create the manifest using the command line with a tool called YoOffice. I'll navigate to the folder which contains my web solution. And from there, I'm going to call YoOffice. So YoOffice is a Yeoman generator that we provide that creates all the scaffolding for you that you need to start creating your add-in. So I'm going to create a subfolder. I'm going to call it Contoso add-in, very original. Because it's in a spreadsheet, I'm going to pick an Excel. Here it's giving me two options. It can either create my add-in from scratch or it can just create the manifest. Since I already have a web app, I'm going to choose that. And let's take a look at the next steps while it loads. So as you can see, we've already done the first step. We already have a website. The second step is to sideload your add-in, which is what we're going to be doing next. So let's go back and have a look. Looks like it's finished creating. And let's open up the folder to see what it's done. So here we have a new folder called Contoso add-in. If we click into it, you'll see it's created some folders as scaffolding. The most important thing is this manifest file. So let's go ahead and open it and see what's inside. So the manifest is a simple XML, which provides information on how your add-in interacts with Office. Here it's telling me that this add-in is a TaskPane add-in. It also tells me that it's an Excel add-in. And most importantly, it provides information on where to point the solution to. So in this case, we're going to be taking the URL of our website, and we're just going to paste it right here. So there's a second location that we need to put this URL, and that's down here where it says TaskPane URL. So we're just going to go ahead and do exactly the same thing, and we're going to save it. And that's all you need to do for your manifest to get your add-in started. The second thing that we need to do is we need to add a reference to office.js from within my web solution. Here I've got it opened up in Visual Studio. I've included it in my layouts page. So here I've included a reference to the JavaScript library, and here I've made a call to initialize it. So even though we don't use any of the APIs yet, we still need to add this. Otherwise, your add-in will encounter errors when it's loading because our platform calls office.js when it instantiates the add-in. So that's all the changes we need. We can now sideload it and see what it looks like. So sideloading is super straightforward. We can do that from within Excel Online. To do so, I'm just going to click Insert Office Add-ins, which is our entry point. You'll see this link in the top right corner, Upload My Add-in. I'm just going to browse, and I'm going to point it towards the manifest that we've just created. Click OK, and let's upload it and see what it looks like. So here it's created a button in the ribbon for us, and we're going to go ahead and click it. And ta-da! We now have our web app running within Excel. So the cool thing is that you can interact with it in exactly the same way we were doing with the web app. So I can do exactly the same things. And at this point, you might be asking, what's the big deal? It's just a web app running inside Excel Online. Well, the big deal is that it's not only running inside Excel Online, it's also running on desktop, Mac, and iOS. Let me show you. Here I have exactly the same spreadsheet that we have online. Sideloading is a little bit different in desktop, so I've already pointed it towards my manifest. It's exactly the same manifest that we just generated. I'm going to click on the same button, and as you can see, it's exactly the same solution. You have cross-platform without any of the hard work. The other big deal is that there are a bunch of interesting integrations with Office you can do by using Office APIs. A great way to try it out is with our learning tool called ScriptLab. So ScriptLab is in itself an add-in, so you can get it in exactly the same way you get any other add-in from our in-client store. So I'm going to type in ScriptLab here, and then I'm going to add it. The cool thing about ScriptLab is that it creates a new custom ribbon. So this is a functionality that our platform supports. We're going to click on code. So it's a little mini development environment that allows you to play with the JavaScript APIs. Here you can see there's a bunch of pre-coded samples, and you can also load up your own snippets to give them a go. So there's a bunch of basic API calls, and there's this pretty interesting report generation scenario that sounds like it might integrate quite well with our enrollment report. So let's go ahead and click on it. So you see there's a bunch of JavaScript APIs. I'm going to run it to see what it does. So I'm going to click on the run button on the ribbon. Let me lower that a little bit. And we're going to click report, create report. As you can see, our API has generated a new worksheet. It's created a table backed by some data. And it's also created a chart that's bound to that table. Now, because this is all in JavaScript, we can edit this on the fly, and we can watch the change in real time. So I'm going to go ahead and cycle down to the title, and let's change it to something a little bit more relevant. Let's call it Contoso Report. And you can see that it's detected that a change has happened. So we're going to click Refresh, And then we're going to click Create Report again. And there you have it. We have a new report with our new name. So this is just a brief teaser of the power of the platform. We have a lot of samples in ScriptLab, as well as a bunch of code samples on GitHub. We're releasing new APIs all the time, so please do check them out to start tinkering. So now that you have your add-in up and running, what new features can you leverage to make your solutions great? We've shipped a plethora of exciting new things. They cover three broad categories: more APIs, greater extension points and hooks, and more flexible deployment. In the remaining time, I'd like to give a quick demo of two of our new features, single sign-on and custom functions. So the first thing I'd like to demo is custom functions. These are new capabilities that allows an add-in to include JavaScript functions that run across platform in Excel. In the interest of time, I've got one already loaded. You'll notice that as I start typing, I have these new formulas under the namespace Contoso. So these did not ship out of the box. These were custom functions that my add-in injected into Excel. So this formula takes in a sensor ID and returns a temperature. Now the cool thing about custom functions is that they feel and act like a native Excel function. Here it's returned a bunch of temperatures for the thermometer ID. I've just got a simple chart there that binds to the table. For the demo, it's just returning randomly generated numbers, but you can imagine this being backed by a web service and how powerful it can be. The next thing I want to demo is a single sign-on capability. This allows an add-in to pull in your credentials from Office so you can skip the hassle and drop-off of prompting users to sign in. So to do that, I'm going to download an add-in called iWriter, which has already implemented this flow. iWriter is an enterprise-based template add-in, and it can pull templates from the organization. As part of the single sign-on flow, it's prompting me to consent to some additional permissions from Microsoft Graph. I'm going to go ahead and click Continue. If your workflow, like iWriter, requires a user to sign in, single sign-on can be a powerful addition that streamlines your workflow and makes it super simple and hassle-free. So I'm going to launch iWriter. As you can see, it's signing in for me. At no point in time does it prompt me for my credentials. It already knows who I am. It's pulled my name and also my display photo from Microsoft Graph. Having the single sign-on capability is super powerful as it takes that extra step out of your workflow, making it simple and hassle-free. I hope you're as excited about our new features as we are. If you want to learn more, I'll provide links in the resources, which provides a greater deep dive. So what's coming next? We're committed to continuously improving our API story, providing deeper integrations, better analytics, and more tailored storefronts. If you'd like to help us shape our roadmap, lend your voice by voting on features you'd like to see on User Voice. Here is a resources slide I've been talking about. I've included links to all the materials I've covered here, so please peruse these at your leisure. So hopefully you got a good overview of the Office Add-ins platform. The team here are very excited on what we're building and would love your feedback. Feel free to engage us however you like, sending suggestions by User Voice or posting questions for us on Stack Overflow. We really love hearing what you think, as it helps us build the best platform for you and your solutions. Thank you for tuning in, and happy coding.